It's weird how one week can be quick and the other can be slow. This week is slow. It just sort of is. But you're looking for something fun to do tonight, we might have something for you. And it's for a good cause, too. So it's like double dipping. Corey Anchipello is the executive director and CEO of Camp Current, joining us here at Brian and Company. What's happening tonight?
Hey, we got Art Street going on tonight.
Nice.
We're so excited.
All right, so give me the details, or give the incredibly large audience here in Connecticut the details on what's going on tonight. I like the tavern. It's a good spot.
Are you coming to join us? It's from 4 to 7.
What do I have tonight? I might be able to come by. I could probably do that. I got another Tapper event tomorrow, too, with the Brand Generalist, but I think I could probably swing that. It's 4 to 7?
Awesome.
4 to 7?
4 to 7. Yep, a happy hour.
All right, cool. Tell us about it.
So it's our kickoff of the year. It's at Arch Street. They have been so incredible to us. They opened the space early, so it's not open to the general public. You'll be able to come hang out with us and have a good time, have a few drinks, and support kids coming to camp. So it's our kickoff of the year, and I know it's hard to think summer, but the days are getting longer, so it is fast approaching, and this makes sure that we can keep sending 750 kids to camp.
That's awesome. And so it's the kickoff of that fundraising season. Again, Arch Street Tavern, 4 to 7 p.m. People can just show up at the door?
Yep. Show up at the door. Every entry gets you a free drink ticket, and then there'll be food and just a good time. Very easy, laid-back event.
Cool. Well, I will do my best. I'll say 70-30 yes to drop by, probably on the middle of the roadside, like 5 o'clock or so. Talk about camp. Are you guys ready to roll?
We are. It's our 131 seasons. I mean, it's just incredible that we've been around that long in general, but the fact that every single season that we open, it is like the first time. So the kids coming back, watching all the happy faces, watching everyone get off the bus. We are opening for our spring camp, which we launched, I think, 3 years ago now. So that will be coming for their April break from school. And we're just really excited to have the kids back. I mean, it's so eerily quiet this time of year. So it's nice when all the energy's back in the building.
There's no doubt. Anything new? I mean, it's always a little innovation, but also camp is sort of like it is camp. So, I mean, you don't want to mess with a good thing either. But anything, you know, in terms of at camp or offerings or anything different?
Well, this year our theme is Seize the Future, like the ocean. So it's a lot of aquatic intertwinings. I will give that little tidbit. But we do have a few new programs coming down the line as well. We're working really hard on getting a lacrosse program off the ground and a few other things for summer. So that would be really exciting for the kids.
That's really good. And actually, in terms of opportunity sports, there's tons of opportunity, both high school and college, for lacrosse. It's mm-hmm, a growing, mm-hmm. growing sport. And if people don't know Camp Current, it's obviously the oldest and largest free summer day camp in the entire country for the children of Hartford. And as Corianne mentioned, it's going into the 131st season. And events like tonight at the Arch Street Tavern from 4 to 7 help them do what they do to provide free summer camp for children who wouldn't otherwise get the opportunity to go to camp. And anybody who's had any opportunity to go to camp knows it's just kind of, it's a special thing to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's also a relief for parents who need to find stuff for their kids to do. And if they're working households, that's a huge help too. So there's a bunch of multiple benefits here to it. I'm curious, you know, coming out of the pandemic, I'm not going to ask a post-pandemic-y question, but where are you fundraising-wise? Are things going, you know, where are you relative to last year, relative to 2019? Like, how are we doing?
So we're doing. I think that every nonprofit across the state has definitely seen struggles after the pandemic. And now, especially this year, ARPA funds have dried up and, you know, there's a lot of other things going on that might interfere with funding for this coming year and next year. So, you know, everyone is kind of just getting creative and finding new ways. We did launch our social accelerator in conjunction with the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving, where we're now doing rentals at camp, which I think is huge. You can come rent indoor, outdoor for our family parties, retreats, corporate gatherings, like all of that fun stuff, because we have 36 beautiful acres that have gorgeous pavilions and an indoor space, and it was sitting dormant, you know, outside of our admin team there that's year-round. So we figured this would be a creative way to make sure that we can keep that sustainability to get kids to camp every year. And like you said, we do it completely free. We have 750 children per day, and they get free transportation, two meals a day, 15 different educational programs and activities. So it costs a pretty penny, and, you know, nothing is going down in expense. It seems to just be going up. So making sure that everything can stay sustainable and that we can keep growing and supporting all these kids is our main priority.
And the rental info is at campcurrent.org as well?
Yep. Okay. Everything can be found there. Yep.
All right, listen, tonight, 4 to 7, Arch Street Tavern, I will be there. I will make that trip. How's your family doing? Everyone good?
Good. You know, two little ones. They keep me young and old all at the same time.
Yeah, you're going to blink and they'll be like my kids and they smell and talk back. So enjoy it, Corianne. Let me give you a little free advice. Enjoy it. Thanks so much. We'll see you later.
Thank you. I'll see you then.